Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, September 28th, 2015. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 70th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included, SCPR.org ran an interview with playwright Roland Jones, who wrote the book for These Paper Bullets, the musical ripoff of Much Ado About Nothing, which is currently playing at the Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles. American Theater covered the announcement by Annapolis Shakespeare Company of their 2015-16 season, including, among others, As You Like It and Romeo and Juliet. Broadway World was one of the many media outlets to cover the announcement that Julie Taymor will receive the 2015 William Shakespeare Award for Classical Theater, which recognizes artists who have made significant contributions to classical theater in America. The Guardian ran a story by novelist Jeanette Winterson writing about her experience creating a novel version of Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale, which is the first in a series of novel rewrites for the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. The Guardian also ran an absolutely fascinating story on the latest hypothesis on Shakespeare's life, that his father's dodgy dealings helped fund his son's plays. The Independent ran a story on the run-up to the opening of Cheek by Jowl's production of Measure for Measure next week in London, entitled Why Directors Love Shakespeare's Measure for Measure So Much. I'm reading the play now, and I totally get it. The Guardian ran an absolutely fantastic think piece on the multitude of ways Shakespeare is now being brought to the stage. While there's a great deal of innovative productions taking place, it's mostly the smaller companies doing this, while the larger, more established companies are more conservative in their approach. The Las Vegas Review-Journal previewed the upcoming production of The Two Gentlemen of Verona by Utah Shakespeare Festival as part of their fall season in Cedar City, Utah. The Huffington Post reviewed The Comedy of Errors by Seattle Shakespeare Company running through October 11th at the Leo K. Theater in Seattle, Washington, calling the production a truly entertaining adaptation well worth seeing at least once. The Quad City Times reviewed Timon of Athens by the Prenzi Players, running through last weekend in Davenport, Iowa, calling it the most macho Shakespeare you'll ever see. The Atlanta In-Town Paper reviewed Cymbeline by Shakespeare Tavern, which finished its run last weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, with the reviewer saying that one shouldn't miss this chance to see a rarely produced play. But as I said, it's already ended its run. The Canberra Times reviewed Much Ado About Nothing by Canberra Repertory Company, running through October the 3rd in Australia, calling it a fun-filled romp of comic business, silly giddy deeds, and wicked intrigue. Shakespeare in LA reviewed Hamlet by Four Clowns, a guest production at the Los Angeles, California's Shakespeare Center, through October 10th, calling it simply a great night of theater. The Express and Star reviewed Henry V at Royal Shakespeare Theatre in Stratford, England, through the end of October, calling it a fine production. The Stage also reviewed it, calling it a clear-sighted telling of the story. The Guardian reviewed it, giving it 4 out of 5 stars, and saying that the production allows the words to weave their spell over the audience. And the Financial Times also reviewed it, calling it a conventional production, but one that provides a beautiful portrait of the king. News OK reviewed Julius Caesar by Oklahoma Shakespeare in the Park, which ended this past weekend in Oklahoma City, calling it highly recommended. DC Theater Scene reviewed Much Ado About Nothing by Chesapeake Shakespeare Company running through October 11th at their downtown Baltimore, Maryland theater, saying that unless you hate to laugh, you'll have a good time. The Spectator reviewed a new book, 1606 Shakespeare and the Year of Lear by James Shapiro, calling the nonfiction piece terrifically interesting. The Independent also reviewed the book, calling it a fascinating read. The Evening Standard also reviewed it, calling it blisteringly good. And The Guardian reviewed it, calling it an absorbing study. And finally, The Time Argus reviewed As You Like It by Lost Nation Theater, running through October 24th in Montpelier, Vermont, calling it a delightful comedy. We'll be right back. now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On September 22, 1415, the town of Harfleur surrendered to the forces of Henry V after a three-week siege, as depicted in Henry V. On September 23, 63 BC, Gaius Octavius was born. He formed the Second Triumvirate with Mark Antony and Lepidus after the assassination of Julius Caesar. After the conspirators had been defeated, the three divided the republic, but Lepidus would be forced into exile, and Octavian defeated Antony and Cleopatra at the Battle of Actium, after which Antony committed suicide, and Octavius became the first Roman emperor, taking the name Augustus. The character appears both in Julius Caesar and Antony and Cleopatra. On September 24th, 1934, the theatrical production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Max Reinhardt and starring Olivia de Havilland and Mickey Rooney, ended its run at the Hollywood Bowl. This production would be recreated in 1935 in a film version that was also directed by Reinhardt. On September 25th, 1340, a temporary truce and disarmament took place between England and France in the early stages of the Hundred Years' War. England's king at the time was Edward III, who would be succeeded in 1377 by his 9-year-old grandson, Richard II. On September 26, 1973, the film Antony and Cleopatra, starring and directed by Charlton Heston, premiered in Washington, D.C. It had opened to poor reviews a year and a half earlier in the UK, and it didn't do much business. On September 27, 1066, William the Conqueror set sail for England as a prelude to the Norman invasion. Billy was also known as William the Bastard. Also on this date, in 2014, biographer Park Honan passed away in Leeds, England. He wrote a critically acclaimed biography called Shakespeare, A Life. And on September 28th, 48 BC, Pompey the Great died. Pompey, Crassus, and Julius Caesar formed the First Triumvirate. First, Crassus died. Then, when Caesar's daughter, who also happened to be Pompey's wife, died, Pompey and Caesar fought for leadership of Rome. Pompey was defeated at the Battle of Pharsalus and was later assassinated. He is referenced in Julius Caesar. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending September 28, 2015. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.